Your Excellency, thank you very much. Mr. Chairman, Your Excellencies, heads of states and governments, heads of delegations, distinguished delegates. Mr. Chairman, I have a written speech, but I am not going to read the written speech in the interest of your appeal for time, but I'm going to make some very brief remarks. Your Excellency, we're all in a world that is increasingly becoming insecure because of global hunger. Global hunger, Your Excellency, is tied to security as security itself. It is also tied to poverty, and it is also related to economic development. It is not possible to have any meaningful economic development unless we deal with the issue of hunger. It is not possible to discuss a secure world if we have hungry people roaming our streets and our rural areas. And therefore, it becomes significantly important for us to mobilize our resources, natural and human, our technology, our expertise, and our talents towards dealing with global hunger, with the attendant challenges of poverty, security, and economic development. It is true that about 1 billion people across the globe are food insecure. 800 million of these people live in our continent in Africa. And it's also true that 45% of the world population cannot afford 2 meals a day. It is therefore important and significant that at this point in time, we begin to look at the initiatives that are going to pull us out of this situation. Because, as delegates have mentioned here, it is possible for us to get out of this global hunger. It is a challenge that we can overcome with concerted effort, working together, harnessing the technology that we have put together, the resources that we have, the expertise that is available. We can deal with global hunger, with poverty as well. It is also important that we realize that country-led initiatives are critical towards dealing with this challenge. And programs, policies, and initiatives that are country-led have a better chance of success than initiatives that are imported or imposed by either development partners or organizations. The critical aspect that will help us deal with global hunger is the realization that there are no two ways about it, that we have to increase production. We have to produce if we have to deal with global hunger. And we must address ourselves, our initiatives, our programs and policies towards enhancing production. Mr. Chairman, fertilizer use and use of certified seeds and availability of agrochemicals has been a very big challenge, especially in the third world. Now that it is imperative and important, governments must step in towards ensuring that there is adequate fertilizer use and knowledge, there is use of well-researched certified seed, and we have what it takes to face the challenge of weeds and pests. In our country, Kenya, we, as a government, spent $120 million last year towards the bulk purchase of fertilizer to make fertilizer and certified seed available to our farmers so that we can increase production and limit the number of people or reduce the number of people that are food insecure. The quality of decisions that farmers can make is dependent to a great extent to the quality of information that they have. It is therefore necessary for us as governments to invest in information, in research, in extension work, so that farmers can have access to the latest information on the types of varieties of seeds that are available, high-yielding, early-maturing, disease-resistant, drought-resistant, develop those varieties so that farmers can not only use up-to-date technology, but they have up-to-date information to help them make necessary and useful decisions for them to be able to help us in producing enough food to meet the challenge of food insecurity in the world. It is also important to note, Mr. Chairman, that only 4% of the irrigation potential has been harnessed in our continent in Africa. And the next horizon is going to be the horizon of irrigation, putting more of our farmland, or putting more of the arid and semi-arid areas under irrigation. We have determined in Kenya to produce, to put under irrigation 1 million acres in 5 years. We started this year with 40,000 acres. We're going to put another 200,000 acres next year. And we intend to progressively increase the acreage under irrigation to 1 million acres in 5 years. And with this, we believe that we can significantly increase our food production and help in mitigating the effects of a food insecure world. Lastly, it is important that farmers have access to credit. Smallholder farmers, because of the nature of the business and farming they engage in, that is not quite profitable. Very few institutions can support smallholder farmers with irrigation, financial assistance or credit facilitation. It is important for governments and development partners to synergize and synchronize so that smallholder farmers can have access to credit and help in ensuring that these farmers exploit their potential to produce so that we can have access to food, especially in the rural areas. Mr. Chairman, I know there is a lot of statistics that have been put in place, and I realize that our meeting here at this very high level is an attempt in trying to harness and harmonize and synchronize our efforts towards creating a food secure world. With those many remarks, Mr. Chairman, thank you very much, and God bless.